We're not against rap. We're not against rappers. But we are against those.
Something big about to happen. I hear the beat tapping.
We some fly rhyming felines rapping on the track. Better yet, grab a gat, cause we hot like.
Enzo, doors closed, windows up, cause that's the way we like to ride. Windy City hitting.
Check mic 1, 2, 1, 2. We live, baby.
All right now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Speak Your Mind Radio, episode 490. Yes, I am your hostess with the mostest, Queen Star, a.k.a. Ms. Hip Hop. And today, you guys, we have a very special guest in the building. But before we get to the introduction of our special guest, we're going to hit things off with an icebreaker question. Y'all already know how we do on Speak Your Mind Radio. It ain't going nowhere. All right. Precise. How important do you think it is for artists to own their own publishing rights and their masters?
You know, I think it's very important to have ownership of your art and what you took time to create. Because they're your experiences, right? Most of the time, it's your experiences. I think you should own that. Now, with that being said, if you're trying to get started and you need assistance or you need a label behind you, that's all love, and they have to cut a deal with you, it is what it is. You got to just find a way to make sure you don't get cut out of most of the deal. But I think it's important to have as much ownership as you possibly can and still make moves.
Most definitely. And just to intervene in what you said about it's very important for artists to own their publishing rights. It's artists out there like Chris Brown and Rihanna, they own their own publishing rights and their masters. And it's just funny because Rihanna, she's the CEO of her own company. She built her own entity. So she decided to keep her masters before she even got way, way, way into music. So I thought that was very smart and savvy of her.
Well, these days, I mean, it's possible. It's way more possible than it was like 10 years ago, even 15 years ago. I mean, you got you got the United Masters, you got your publishing online, you got ASCAP, you got YouTube, Instagram, social media. I mean, it's way easier these days for that to happen. So I think if a person is a go-getter and is a social media type of influencer, go for it. I think you should go for it. People like me, on the other hand, I'm not too heavy into the social media like I wish I was, but, I would have no issue not owning all of my publishing, but certain songs that I really feel more dear to me, I would try to do them on my own and own 100% of those, you know. But if I put a song out there that's kind of like just a cool, chill track, and I get somebody to back me on it, and they want a percentage of royalties or whatever the case is, it's worth it.
Okay. I can see that happening with the single that I only heard, dang it, like twice because magically it disappeared off social media, but it's called Southside.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Precise, that song should be like in a movie and on a soundtrack, like seriously.
Wow, I appreciate that. I always feel good when I get compliments, so I appreciate it. And the reason I make those kind of tracks, because if you listen to a lot of the songs, you see that's a little bit different than some of the songs I've made. You know, I'm real open to how I feel at the moment. And recently I've been feeling a little different kind of vibe for the music. And I've been putting it out like that. Like I don't hold back. Whatever I feel at the moment, that's kind of what I do. So that came out real good. That one and there was a few other ones I recently did that have kind of a neo soul kind of vibe that I've been feeling recently.
Yeah, let's talk about that. there's this one song I really love. It's called Solo. And that song, did that one just come out, or did you have that one out for a while?
It's been out for a while, actually. I made that, that's almost like 5-6 years ago. I made that track.
Wow.
I was with my brother T-Dot, and we went to one of my homie studios, and that's all on the spot. I did that on the spot. It was just all a feeling. I didn't write it. I didn't really rehearse it. It just was a feeling. And as you can see, there's not that many words to it. It's not that difficult of a track. It's the vibe, you know, it's the vibe that I'm feeling. And at the time, I know I was hanging out a lot solo, you know, and it was just funny because I like to be around people. I like to hang out. But I just noticed, I'm like, damn, it's a lot of solo people in the bar. Like, it'd be me, then it'd be another person a foot down, another person 2 feet down. I'm like, let's just all, we could all hang out. We're all here together. Let's just all hang out together. But that's how that song kind of changed the play. It's Spotify. It's called Solo.
Yeah, y'all go check out that song Solo on Spotify. It's under, actually it's under Precise Shot.
So let me explain that. When I signed up with United Masters, I was putting in Precise as my username, but it was like three other Precise already. So I wanted to try to differentiate myself a little bit. So I put Precise Shy. You know, I'm in Chicago, been here 20 plus years. So I decided to put Precise Shy in there.
Okay, so you've been here 20 plus years. You didn't grow up in Chicago. I mean, you weren't born in Chicago.
No. No, I wasn't born here. This is the first time I've been anywhere for this long. And it hasn't been straight through, but you know, 20 years is a good number. Since 2004, and it's 2024. So, no, I was born in North Carolina, actually. Jacksonville, North Carolina, you know. I grew up in Okinawa, Japan, most of my childhood. And then Pennsylvania, really short period of time, and Indiana, really short, and then back in Chicago. So kind of made a circle, you know.
Right. It sounds like
There was a couple years where I just stayed nowhere for more than a year. I was just moving around, hopping around, just trying to figure things out, trying to see who I wanted to be around and what kind of environment I wanted to be around. You got to do that for yourself.
Yeah, that's true. You've been around a lot. So would you say you being around a lot has influence the creative process of your music?
Yeah, 1,000%. You know, I answer pretty quickly a lot of things because it's all, you know, truth. But if I think more clearly about my past and like the experiences and how I actually came to be a person who wants to write songs and things like that, it's all influenced by people, every single bit of it, and my experiences. The only reason I got into it was for the people. You know what I mean? I like to be we would be in a big group of people and music will be playing and our instrumentals will be playing and, you know, people want you to freestyle. They want to know who can freestyle. And I always thought that was cool, you know, who's going to step up. You know what I mean? And anything I do it to the max. Like anything I do, I don't half-ass anything. Oh, I shouldn't have been cursing. I'm sorry. I don't half-step anything. So I was like, okay, let me practice, you know, let me get my vocabulary up. And then the stuff I was experiencing in my life, naturally, I was able to just talk about it. And to me personally, it really wasn't that dope. It just was life. But it just so happened people gravitated toward things I was saying. And they was like, man, that's cool. That's raw. And to me, I'm just like, yeah, we did that last night. Or this happened a week ago. And they're like, what? You know, people don't understand. A lot of my rhymes be like experiences. I'm not just in there making up stories. But then there's some cases where I do try to get creative, for sure, right? I try to get a little creative, think outside the box. And then I think about other people and what they're going through, and I try to put myself in their shoes. But normally it's just talking about my life. That's it.
Yeah, speaking about talking about your life, I do got a burning question in me because there's the single that you put out called ADHD. And I just want to know, when did you run from the feds, or was that just something made up?
No. So when I was in Okinawa, I had an issue, a situation where you know, some stuff went down and, you know, I was wanted, basically. They were looking for me. And with that being said, I always say when I have this discussion that it's not nothing that I gloat about or nothing that I'm saying is cool or nothing that I'm saying kids should do. But when I was young, you know, at the time I was about 16 and I just did some stupid things with some people and got caught up. I was definitely... I definitely didn't come when they wanted me to, right? So you want to run at that point, no matter how big or little it is. But I ended up turning myself in and I did the time like I was supposed to. Nothing's on my record. I'm all clean. It was just something that happened as a young dude.
Okay, that's interesting because I was getting a little lost in the song at first and I'm like thinking all these questions. I'm like, does he really have ADHD or did he just name it that? Like, you know?
So the ADHD thing, this is how I look at it, right? When people explain ADHD to me, how it's been explained since I can remember from day one. And when you read the definition of ADHD or when an explanation of it, You know, it's usually a person that takes interest in many things, a person that can't sit still, right? Person that hops from one thing to another. If that's what ADHD is, then I definitely have it. But do I take pills for it? Do I go to a hospital and get diagnosed with it? No, I don't have to have a doctor diagnose me with something. And I'm not saying it has to be something that's a quote unquote sickness. It's a description of a human being that we've given ourselves, right?
Right.
We picked that. We picked the word and we gave ourselves that description. So if that's the description we're choosing to have, I'm definitely an ADHD suspect. Because I've done a little bit of everything, and I'm still that way. You know, I like to hop around, man. I'll do something for a couple months and do something else, and I'll circle back to what I was doing. You know, I'm just, you know, I enjoy life like that.
Okay, well, since you enjoy life skipping around, let me skip to this question real fast. Top three tier MCs in the world.
Right now, or dead or alive?
Dead or alive.
We're going to just hit up. We're going to hit Nasir Jones. Quickly.
Yep.
We're gonna hit Nas number one. That's easy money. This is always a tough question, but I don't want to draw it out. So we're gonna say Nas. We're gonna say Big Pun.
Who?
Big Pun.
Big Pun. Yeah.
Talking. You said lyrically, right? You said
yeah. Lyrically.
So Nas, Big Pun. Black Thought.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So he's saying lyrically.
Yeah. Lyrically, Black Thought there definitely is there lyrically. So was Big Pun and Nas, storytellers for life.
Yeah.
Speaking of storytelling, I want to get into some of your rhymes. I'm going back to the song Solo again because it kind of takes my mind for a little journey. You know what I'm saying?
I like that. That's what it should. That's what it should. Because it is.
Most definitely. It's definitely relatable. Even though I don't drink, it's still relatable. Like, because I know other people that drink. You feel me?
Yeah. Is it too loud here? Because it was quiet here like 10 minutes ago. Are you good with the sound?
Yeah, I'm great with the sound. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear it. I was making sure it's not too loud for people in the background. Just making sure it's good.
Okay. So you say in Solo, take a trip. It would be so dope. Slow like a rowboat. That ain't rice, that's Rosito. This is
risotto.
A beaver. Risotto. That ain't rice, that's risotto. And that's an Italian dish. Anyway.
Yeah.
This a Beamer, not a Volvo. Two-seater, not a four-door. Gold watch, let it glow, yo. Drunk all the time, maybe I lost my mind. Whiskey or the wine, either one is fine. I just want to shine. While I waste my time sipping all the time, while I'm solo, I've been drinking solo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so before I even try to break this down for myself, because I want to ask you again, when you're, you know, starting to write lyrics and stuff like that, it sounds like you're a freestyler. Did you freestyle this?
Well, like I told you, when that happened, that was on the spot, the whole thing. Me and my bro. We met this guy. Well, I met this dude from work, and he randomly was just talking about music. And I'm like, oh, okay, you make music? He's like, yup. He's like, I got a studio at a certain location. I'm like, I know where that's at. He's like, you should come through this weekend. You know, days passed. I didn't think too much of it. Then one day I hit my bro. I'm like, hey, let's go holler at my guy, you know? So we go to a studio. He's got a nice little setup. He's like, you got anything you want to do? I'm like, I always got something I can do. And I had this beat, which is that beat that I had bought just because I liked it. I didn't have no song written to it. So I told him to play it. He played it. I pretty much got up there and we took a few takes, you know. I had a few times we ran it back, you know, halfway through. So yeah, that was all on the spot. And it was meant to have that vibe. Like, I didn't want to talk too much. It wasn't meant to be too deep or too complex, right? It's supposed to be a chill, it's supposed to be able to relax to that. So it did exactly what I wanted.
Okay, so you got this natural poetry flow because in those lines I just read, I found out that you use a lot of metaphors.
Mm-hmm.
You changed it up with a lot of slant rhymes. Mm-hmm. You rhyme consonants together, you know, or words together that doesn't normally rhyme. Gee, that was a tongue twister. Gee.
You caught yourself.
I did. I fumbled and I caught it. But yeah, that's what I noticed about your songs or whatever. It's not just one song. It's just like you, your whole discography is a vibe. To me, it is.
Oh, thanks. Let me and thank you for that. Thank you for what you said. I see my man Artie Ramar D in there, and I see I'm a Divas in the chat, and R. Lopez. Just wanted to say what's up to all the people that joined in, tuning in with us.
What's up, y'all? Thank you for tuning in.
So yeah, you know, since I was 15, I've been doing this. So it just kind of it becomes like a natural feeling at this point. You know, it's just normal now.
Yeah.
I don't have to attempt or try to do anything.
Okay. Well, my other question to you is like, it's imperfect to listen to music and not feel like a energy that's misguided. And my question is like, how do you like maintain being you? Because a lot of people struggle being themselves, like especially in the music industry.
I just know that trying your hardest to be somebody else, you're gonna fail. Period. So why even start that phase? You know, I just try to just be genuine. And really at the end of the day, if you just have fun and be nice and be a nice person, I think that's really all you gotta do. And it's gonna take you a long way. So if I'm just nice, I feel like if I'm a nice person and I have fun in life and I'm positive, those three key ingredients make a good personality. Why do I need to fix that?
Okay, well, you answered that pretty nicely, and yeah, you are definitely right. It shouldn't take a rocket scientist to figure yourself out, but
right. What? And then you know, there's a time in your life where you can do that investigating, so to speak, right? Like I said, early in life, I was kind of hopping around looking for who I was or what I wanted to be. That was way back though. Like, you can't be doing it forever. You got to get to a point where you're happy with yourself.
That's true. So precise. What are three things that make you completely happy?
It's a lot of things. So, wow, these are good questions. I'm gonna say my people. When I say my people, I just mean family, friends, people that I deal with on a regular basis. A lot of, you know, my movement day to day is for those people. You know, I try to be a good guy for those people, and I want them to respect me and love me. And you know, I want to see them thrive and do great things. So when I talk to them, It's to try to help them if I can, or them help me if they can. I guess number two would be health, of course. I love the feeling of being strong and healthy, and I want to be able to do things in life. I don't want to be walking around and can't run when I want, can't jump when I want. So staying healthy, physical fitness, eating good. Mind you, I still eat my donuts, and I still drink my liquor, and I still smoke my cigars, but it's in, you know, I balance it out, you know. And then number three, you know, not to be a cliche, but you got to say God, you know, you got to put him in there. He's really number one, but you know what I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's not God, and just being a spiritual person and believing in something higher than myself, and doing things right in this life, so in the afterlife, I'm good.
Wow, that was intriguing. Yeah, most people don't even think that far, you know what I'm saying?
And let me say, I'm sorry to the man above for not putting him number one, because really there was no number there. I just was answering him. And he's gonna be like, wait a minute, you put me number three? We're gonna have a talk about this after this interview get done. It's gonna start raining when I walk outside and thundering. Like, I don't like the answer you gave, Brian.
All right, that magical relationship with the one source. I love it. Okay, so dang, I had another follow-up question, okay, because you said three things that make you happy. Mm-hmm. One of them was health. Now, do you box on the side? Are you a boxer?
So I'm a martial artist at heart. I've done it for 15 years of my life, on and off. I've competed in martial art tournaments. I've competed in cage fighting matches. I've been in rings multiple times. So yes, I have that as an experience, and it always will live with me, right? With that being said, though, as time passes on, I do drop some things off a little more, right? I'm not in there boxing every day. I don't want to give that false, idea that I'm boxing every day. But if I need to hold my own, I'm always gonna be able to do that because I put the work in. And if I need to go get that sweat in, I know where to go. I'm still connected with people. I know, you know, I go to many gyms right now in Illinois, in Chicago, and in Indiana, and they're gonna see my face and be like, oh, okay, yeah, I used to run around with you. You know, you was in the circuit for some years. So that always lives with me. And sometimes I still think about getting back involved a little bit, but I've been really focused on my career and my music, so I just the boxing thing kind of took a back burner. But I stay in shape, though. I still work out. You know, I shadow box a lot, things like that. Stay flexible, I stretch a lot, you know, so.
Okay, well, that's what's up. Keep your health up and your faith, too, because, you know, all of those things are important. And with that being said, Brian, when are you going to have your album drop? That's what I want to know.
You know what? That's a good question. I don't have an exact release date. I won't even play with you right now and tell you some false number. Like, I'm going to tell you this much, this summer, though. We're going to say the summer to give at least some sort of reference. Right now, I'm in the process of releasing music on online, Apple Music and Spotify. So just go look up for Psycha, and you'll see a few tracks on there already. I got like 6 or 7 tracks pending right now. They keep writing me back telling me I need to change photos or change words. I'm like, all right. So it's a lot of political or politics with uploading your music online, you know, which I understand that to keep everybody thorough, right? Keep everybody honest. So there's about 6-7 tracks pending right now. And the South Side is going to be up eventually once I get up with my homie K-Star. Shout out to K-Star, man. We're going to do a lot of work together this year. And once we're done with that, and also DY3 and K-Star are going to really help me get the album where it needs to be. So we're looking at the summertime. And I'm going to do a lot of shows this year. I did 4 shows last year in Memphis with DY3, and I want to start doing some in Illinois as well. So yeah, I'm just trying to have some fun this year, man. You know, it's never too late to follow your dreams. And I'm gonna keep following mine till the day I, you know, rest in peace.
Most definitely, Precise. It was a pleasure freaking talking to you. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. Speak Your Mind Radio really, really appreciates you for sure.
I appreciate you too. And what you're doing is a beautiful thing, giving people love and doing the interviews and talking about something that you're interested in, and you do your research. I like that. I like you brought up lyrics, you brought up track listings and things like that. It shows you actually care. You're not just asking generic questions. So I appreciate you as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Cool. Thank you, everybody that tuned in. And I just want to tell you, press that replay button for the value. The impact was incredible. You're going to learn more about Precise's music and everything else, and when his new album is dropping this summer. So let's get it. And peace out. Salute. Everybody have a great day.
Peace.